Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Chavav, and the Mishnah discusses the katzav of a bechor having a mum, and you have to check the mum, whether it's a mum kavua or a mum over, whether it's a permanent mum or a temporary mum. Regarding, as we know, the kedusha bechor is the only karban that once it gets a mum, that it's automatically not kadosh anymore, and the kohen doesn't have to bring it to the base of Migdosh, and he could shecht it and eat it at home. That's the concept of hataras mumin by a bechor. So that's the context of the Mishnah. Are you allowed to check that on Yantif? Right? If you want to shecht the animal on Yantif, what happens if the bechor gets a mum? What if the mum, did the mum have to be there before Yantif? Or even if it becomes on Yantif, what happens if it falls into a pit and you're not sure if it has a mum kavua or a mum over? That's the context of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah quotes a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Interestingly, Rabbi Shimon is the more machmir. That tips Rashi off to say that it's not a question of muksa, because Rabbi Shimon is always the more makel one by muksa. But the issue is about seeing mumin on yantif, that could be a problem, Rashi says, either because of tikkun or because of its kilu dun din. But the Gemara quotes a havamina. Salkadai the chamina. Maybe the Mishnah is about a case where the bechor fell into a pit. And you might think that even though usually you have to check the animal for the mum before, let's say, you would raise it up, because if you'd raise it up and it's not a mum that you could check on, that it's unneeded tircha that you're doing on yadav. So you might think, though, salkalai dechamina mishum tsar balechayim le'erim v'liskei k'rib Yeshua, you might think that because the animal's in pain, tsar balechayim, that you could be ma'arim, you could use some type of a trick, v'liskei, and bring the animal up from the pit even without checking k'rib Yeshua. Like Rabbi Yeshua says, he quotes a Gemara later on, that we're going to have, that we're not, that from Daf Lamed Zayin, Rashi quotes it, that if Osov Espino, if a parent, a mother and a offspring fell into a pit, you could bring one up and then say, you know what, I want to check the other one, even though it's impossible, you can't check both of them, because it's Osov Espino. Still, so you might think that's allowed, Tzar Bale Chaim Kamash Balan, you can't do that. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you can't do that. And the question the good Mefarshim deal with, the Meiri here, is what's the difference? Why over there can you be Ma'arim and over here you can't be Ma'arim? Okay, we're going to focus though on the Havamina here, of Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara here quotes the principle of Tzar Balechayim, torturing or letting an animal suffer. The Gemara elsewhere quotes that according to some Tanoim, that is a Halacha D'Oraisa. Halacha D'Oraisa, about not letting animals suffer. So we're going to talk about that concept a little bit. First and foremost, we're going to focus on what the source for that is. Nowhere in the Gemara does it quote a source for Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara quotes in a number of places the concept of Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufcha of Chesam Abeis, the Gemara quotes Tzar Balechayim Daraisa. Tzar Balechayim is Daraisa. Right, that's the context where an animal is struggling in water on Shabbos, and you want to save the animal. So what do? You're going to put a pillow, a floating pillow, under the animal, so the animal is going to be able to be saved on Shabbos, even though by doing that you're making the pillow muksa. Mevatal kli mehechano, as it's called. But the Gemara says that's okay, because the animal's suffering is daraisa, and muksa is drabanan. And therefore, tzar balechayim daraisa vasi daraisa v'dachi drabanan. Right, that's the context. The Gemara sometimes says that's daraisa, but where is the source for this halacha in the Torah? So many suggestions given by the Rishonim, and we'll mention a few of them and try to analyze some of them. So the Rashi right here in Shabbos Kufchav Ches Amaveis, Rashi here in our Gemara doesn't quote anything. But Rashi in Shabbos Kufchav Ches Amaveis, tzar balechayim daraisa shenemar Azov ta'azov imo. We know the mitzvah of prikab, of unloading an animal. If an animal is suffering under a load, the Torah says that you have to help unload it. Azov ta'azov imo. V'ika man d'darish time of dekra, mishum tzar balechayim be'elu metzias. And some darshan, time of dekra, as Rashi says here in Elu Metzias, but that's related to tzar balechayim, azov ta'azov imo. Right? That's the pasuk in or I should say that's a pasuk in Mishpatim, but the Netziv in Parshas Kisese says the same thing on the mitzvah of prika. There's prika and ti'ina. There's a mitzvah ti'ina. It's a mitzvah of helping load an animal and helping unload an animal. Two different mitzvos. So the Torah says, "Lo tires chamar achicha usharu noflam aderach." Don't see your friend's donkey or shore falling on the way, v'hisalamta mehem, and you would turn away from them. Hakem takimimo. No, help them go. Help them stand up. Hakem takimimo. Rashi there in Kisei, it says zu te'ina. Right. This is helping load an animal. The animal, the load is falling off the animal, and you help him pick it up. Lahatin masui shenafal me'alav. To lift up a bundle that fell off of it. So then the Nitziv says there, Lefisugi Sagamara, Ta Mitzvah Prika V'Ti'ina Mishum Tzar Balachayim, like Rashi says here in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. V'yafilu Ti'ina Ikatzara, right? Even Ti'ina, not just removing the animal, but if the animal has a load and you're just fixing it on the animal's back, that's also based on Tzar Balachayim. That's one of the Pshatim that Nitziv says. There are three different Pshatim, but that's one of the Pshatim that Nitziv gives. That is number one. Not all Rishonim agree with this. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, the Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of Prika does not say a word about Tzar Balei Chaim. Right? The mitzvah Pei, mitzvah Parsha Mishpatim, mitzvah Prika, lo hasira masa me'ala behema, she yag'a b'masa baderach, to remove a bundle from on an animal that is suffering. She ne'amar ki tirach amar sonacha, v'hasone ze pirusho Yisrael. Right? We're talking about a fellow Jew. Do not let your friend's animal, or even if it's not your friend, your enemy's animal suffer. And the Gemara and the Sefer HaChinuch says, "Mishar she mitzvah. What's the mitzvah about? Lolamed nafshenu b'midas hachemla shehimida mishubachas. To teach each person sensitivity and compassion. Vein sarach lomar shechova aleinu lachmol al ha'ish hamitzta'er begufo. And surely, if there is a person suffering, to be sensitive to the person." But so it's the focus that was the person himself, not about the one receiving the help. Ela afilu hamitztayer ba'avedas mamono mitzuva alinu lachmol alav alatzadol. You have to have rachmanis on him and to save him. But the emphasis seems to be the rachmanis, not so much the tsar that they're connected. But that's all number one though. And not everybody agrees with it, but the mitzvah of Prika and Te'ina being the source. If you look in the Rishonim in the Shidduch Kubetzes in Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, that's also where Tzar Balei Chaim comes up. They quote, the Ravid quotes, maybe it's included in the Lav of Chasima. Another Isser in Parshas Kiseitse, the Pasuk says, later on in Kiseitse, Lo Sachsum Shar B'Disho, one is not allowed to muzzle an animal. Different rules about when the Isser applies. But for sure, if the animal is working in the field, one is not allowed to muzzle it if he wants to bend down and get some food. Perek chaf hei pasik dalet lo sachsum shor b'disho. Rashi says, Dibur akasav behove, v'uadil l'chol behema chayva of. All animals, ha'osim b'malacha, shibedavar hamachol, that's doing malacha with a food item. And so it says, shor lohosias adam. Okay, but that's the number two of Lo Sachsum Shor B'Disho. This is a fascinating comment of the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi. The Gemara there discusses the Isser of muzzling one's animal. And the Gemara asks, Haisa Ocheles Umatrezes Mahu. What happened if the animal is eating, but the eating is bad for the animal? The animal is getting a very loose bowels as the animal eats. And the animal is in pain from the eating. Is one allowed to muzzle the animal in that case, where the eating is negative, has a negative effect on the animal? So says the Tosfos HaRosh, Afilu l'mandelo darish taima dekra, even if you don't darshin the reasons for mitzvot, right? The Gemara later on in Bava Metzia has a machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, whether we darshin reasons for mitzvot, and the Gemara says that even if you don't darshin the reason for mitzvot, meaning it's always good to think about tamei mitzvot and the reasons behind mitzvot, but do you use those reasons to tell me whether a mitzvah applies in a specific situation or not? That we generally don't do. We're not darshin in time of dekra. But the Gemara says, unless it's mefurish b'kra, unless it's explicit. If the reason is explicit in the Torah, so then we would darshin in time of dekra. So that's why I think it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that even though we don't darshin reasons for mitzvot, but the Torah says the king shouldn't have too many wives so that they don't turn his heart away. So if the Torah already says the reason, so then you darshin the reasons for mitzvot. So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes another idea. Not only if it's explicit in the Torah, but if it's so obvious, so then we would also darshin. That's what he says here. Even according to the Shita of Lo Darshin at time of Dekra, as it says later on in Berakah Makabel, Damar Almana Bein Aniyah Bein Ashira in Mamashkin Osa, in Almana, right, a widow, do you have to return her security to her, even a Ashira that has enough, still you're not allowed to take the mashkon. Hainu mishum de pashte dekra mashma ben aniyah ben ashira. Because there, the simple interpretation of the pasuk is not limited. Aval hacha pshita derachmana lo azir ela letovasa shel behema. It's obvious that the reason that you're not allowed to muzzle the animal is for the good of the animal. So the animal doesn't have to withhold himself or suffer by not being able to eat. Either because the food is good for the animal or because the animal doesn't suffer. So even though it says you're not allowed to muzzle your animal, if the muzzling of the animal is for the benefit of the animal, so then says the Tosar Rash, then we would say muzzle the animal. That's how the Gemara could even have this question of Haisa Ochelas Umasrezes Mahu in Bamitsiya on Daf Tzadi. But that's relating to muzzling the animal, and that's option number two, the Riven. In the Shimu Kubetzes, in Bamitsiya, Daf Lamed Bey says that's where the Tzar Bala Chaim comes from. Right? Tzar Bala Chaim, Lav De Chasima. Number three, a third idea is also quoted there in the Rishonim, the Ritva. In Bamitsiya, Daf Lamed Bey says, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's where there's no source in the Gemara. It's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Isser of Tzar Bala Chaim. Again, Tzar Bala Chaim doesn't mean you're not allowed to kill animals. It means you're not allowed to cause animals to suffer. Shechita is a mitzvah too. But Tzar Bala Chaim means causing the animal to suffer. One is not allowed to do that. So again, this Shechita of the Ritva is interesting. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We've discussed in other contexts, I think we had a lumdash here about this a year or two ago, about the concept of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Without getting back into all the details, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in the Gracha LaRambam and Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros discusses two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? One type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Bechadeshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me something new that I totally wouldn't have known before. A new halacha that has nothing to do with anything that's written in the Torah. The Shi'urim, Kizayis, Kibetza, all the Shi'urim, that is totally new. Right, mechitza, right, mechitzin, chatzitza, right. All of these are new that aren't found in the Torah, and therefore it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai mechadeshes. But then we have what he describes as halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamifareshes, halacha Moshe B'Sinai that is not saying something totally new, but it's expanding a prior definition that I already know something in the Torah, and now the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is expanding and telling me that it is larger than you thought. It's expanded, right? That's what he quotes Arla. Arla, I used to think, is Arla's Eretz Yisrael, and the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me Arla applies even in Chutz La'aretz. That's also Arla, the first 3 years' fruit. So that's an expanded, right? And therefore, it would have the same halachas as Arla, right? Maybe it applies to the definition of Arel, right? The Achronim point out that the Rambam's Lashon of an Arel gets Malkus. How can an Arel get Malkus if he does avod in the Beis Hamikdash? An Arel Kohen, a Kohen, uncircumcised Kohen. The Rambam's Lashon is, an Arel Kohen is like a Zar. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that an Arel, the definition of Zar is expanded, not just a non-Kohen, but even an uncircumcised Kohen is called a Zar. A Kohen, for avod purposes, is a circumcised Kohen. That's what a Kohen is. So again, so that's a big discussion in all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Is it Mechadeshes or Mefareshes? So when we have here that the Ritva says that Tzar Bala Chaim is Daraisa based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so is that expanding anything? Is that saying something just totally new? A new concept. You're not allowed to torture animals or cause them to suffer. Tzar Bala Chaim. Or could it be that it's expanding a prior definition or a mitzvah? So what would it be expanding? What would it be expanding? So some achronim, the Sefer Charedim, right, who was a contemporary of the Arizal, mentions, this is really another source, not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but it could be connected. This would be number four on our list. V'halachta bedrachav. V'halachta bedrachav. You shall walk in the ways of Hashem. You should copy Hashem. V'halachta bedrachav, that's like the two Gemaras. The Gemara talks about actions, just like he visits the sick, just like he clothes the naked, so too we have to. Or, right, just like he is compassionate. Mahu racham afata racham, mahu chanan afata chanan. So, says the Sefer Charedim in Perek Dalid, that maybe Tzar Bala Chaim is based on V'halachta B'drachav. So if that's true, then maybe we could connect that with the Ritva. Because maybe V'halachta B'drachav, you might have thought, only copying Hashem in terms of people. So maybe Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expands and it tells me this is also included. That's the suggestion of the Sefer Charedim that it is included in that. So again, in Halakha Moshe, we see there might be a separate idea, or if it's a Mefareshes, maybe it's expanding the understanding of Halakta of Halakta Bidrachav. Again, there are many mitzvahs. If you look in Rabbi Slifkin, has a Sefer, the man and beast. So in one chapter there, he talks about all the mitzvahs related to animals that have to do with sensitivity. That has to do with sensitivity. Talks about some of that we've had already, right? The Isser of Osaksum Sharbadisho says, we'll get to Tiina and Prika. We've said maybe Aver Min Hachai, maybe animals resting on Shabbos, maybe not slaughtering an animal before 8 days, maybe Shiluach HaKan, right? Many mitzvahs that have to do with animals that might have to do with sensitivity and Vahalachta Bidrachav. In that Sefer Charedim, he quotes a very unusual story, but again, this is from the days of he was from the Arizal, the days of the Kabbalists, and he quotes, there was a story in our generation. Shaharav Hamakubal Hagadol, Marina of Yitzchak Ashkenazi, right? The Ari, right? The Ari, Eloki Rebbe Yitzchak. The Ari, Shinistaka, the Fei Tamal Chacham Echa. The Ari looked at a certain Tamal Chacham. Va'amarlo, right? The Ari could read faces in those days. He could tell me what I have to fix in my neshama. And he saw someone and said, Nirsham Befanecha Avon Sar Balechayim. He saw on the person's face, he's violating this Isser. And he was very upset. He's like, what do I do? And he was searching his actions. And he, until he realized, his wife did not leave food for the chickens in the morning. He let them go into the yard, over the street, to find little things to eat. And she started instead making them separate food in the morning. After that, and after that, the Ariza looked at him again, and the sin wasn't there anymore. And he told over what happened. So that's one of those spooky stories that the Arizal notes which averus are being done. But that's the Sefer Charedim quotes Valakta Vedrachav. Then at the end, the Sefer Charedim says, "And v'ksivbo v'racham aval kol ma'asav." So that's another pasuk. That's in Ashrei. Where the Chassam Sofer also quotes that in Hagos to Bamitzia. And the Gemara we mentioned earlier. So that's a chiddush to mention a source in Navi to quote a concept that says Sarba Lachaim Daraisa. But that's another source. So what do we have? We have the mitzvah of Prika and Te'ina, number one. Number two, we have the Lav of Chasima. Number three, we have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Number four, we have Halakta Bidrachav. Number five, we have Varachma Lakal Masav. Next, number six, the Rambam. The Rambam in Mar Nevuchim. In a very important parak in Mar Nevuchim in Chela Gimel. Simin, Perek, Yud, Zayin. The Rambam talks about five beliefs in Hashgacha. Five types of Hashgacha Pratis. The Rambam says, Hashgafas b'nei Adam b'Hashgacha chamesh Hashgafos v'kulan atikos. What do you believe in Hashgacha? Meaning in Hashgacha. Five Hashgafas about Hashgacha. So what is, how do you believe of you Hashgacha? So number one, the Rambam says there are those that believe there's no such thing as Hashgacha. No such thing as God, no such thing as Hashem being involved at all or knowing anything. And he says, obviously, that's wrong. And Aristotle already quoted and proved that that's totally wrong. That's number one. Again, one can look up all of these. This is in Chelek Shlishi, Perek Yud Zayin. Number two, Hashkafas Misha Sover, Ki Mixas HaDavaram Yishpem Hashkacha, Veim Anagas Amalik Varichas Orech, Ubiksasa Muznach. Some things have, some things don't have. And that's what Aristotle feels. And there is some truth to that, but not totally. Number three, then, is Hashkafa Shlishis, which says the opposite. Every single thing has Hashkacha. Not only people, but also animals, but also leaves in the trees that are falling down in the middle of the forest. Right? That's the old question. Does God care if a leaf in the middle of the forest falls down? So that's number three. The super Hashkacha, we might call it. Then he gives a fourth. But number five is the one that he believes, and that is that people have Hashkacha Pratis. This, the Sefer Chinuch also says this. Animals and leaves and related issues, that does not have to be on the same level of people. And then he continues with all of this discussion, but all the way at the end of that parak, he says, Amnam tzar b'alechayim daraisa. Yes, animals don't have hashkacha pratis, but hashkacha klalis, right? General hashgacha on the species, not on each animal. The Rambam says, and then he says, but of course, recognize sar balechaim is daraisa. Mimasha ne'amar amahikises asoncha. From the donkey talking to Bilam, saying, "Why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me?" That's the Rambam source that he quotes. This is Shlo Dizayu Vidas Achzarius. We shouldn't be Achzari, right, which is like to what the Sechinuch said before. But that's the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim, and the Sefer Hasidim also mentioned this in Siman Tafrei Samafav. There are others as well. The Balaturim by Kilayim, by Kilay Avoda. It says in Kiseisi, you're not allowed to link two animals to a wagon. Two different animals working at the same time. So the Baal Turim says it applies to one kosher, one non-kosher, because one of them is going to be chewing its cud, one of them's not. The one's not is going to look at the one who's chewing its cud, and he's going to think, "Wow, there's lunch now? I didn't get lunch. That's not fair." And it's going to suffer in that way. So that also might be related to Tzar Bar Lechaim. But there's fascinating. There are so many different sources. And we'll end with this. Rav Asher Weiss of the Minchas Asher, we've mentioned this before, mentions and discusses why there's so many sources for this one halacha of Tzar Bar Lechaim. Right, the Gemara doesn't give any source. How can there be? He quotes a few more of them. Why is there so many sources? Why are there so many sources? So he says it must be because really there is no source. Really, the source is Ratzon Hashem. Really, the source is because some things aren't mefurish in the Torah, but they're obvious that this is one of the, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Based on everything else we know in the Torah, then obviously this is part of what Hashem would want you to do. Tzar Bar Lechaim. And that's his message. One of the examples that he gives for the concept that he loves to talk about and write about of Ratzon Hashem. Chinuch Habanim he talks about, but Tzar Bar Lechaim is always the example that he gives. So that's his source. His source is that there's no source. And the source is Svara. The source is Ratzon Hashem. Okay, there's a lot of Lamaisa elements in Tzar Bar Lechaim that we need to get to talk about. There will be Behuda's famous tshuva about hunting in Yaradeya. But this is at least we're getting this relating to the source of Tzar Bar Lechaim.